Neighbors keep stealing my laundry soap, so I replace it with bleach. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. This happened a little while ago. I used to live on the third floor of an apartment that had its laundry in the basement, which means four flights of stairs for me, no elevator. And I have a newborn, so I'm washing quite a bit. So we have cubbies in the laundry room for our soap and stuff. I lived there a year and never had any issue leaving my soap down there. Apparently some new people had moved in that were using my soap. When I realized it, I left a note asking that they stop. Nothing. They kept using it. Okay, now I'm ticked. I got two bottles of soap, a blue-colored one and a clear-colored one. I marked the bottles clearly, that they belonged to me, so they couldn't accidentally say they thought they were theirs. I filled the blue soap with blue Rit dye, filled the clear soap with unscented bleach, and waited. It didn't take long. The next morning, I hear screaming coming from the laundry room. Four floors up. I heard it. I waited a while and ventured downstairs. In the laundry room, I found a bunch of wet clothes in the garbage that were all bleach stained. 4 days later, I saw a young man get into a car with a blue stained t-shirt. Yeah, go ahead and touch my stuff, jerk. This is a really minor thing. Like, buy your own laundry soap. It's not that big an issue. But apparently, these guys had a hard time with that. Who knows? Maybe times were hard and they were struggling to make ends meet, and they thought they'd save a few bucks using someone else's laundry soap. Which, if that is the case, I do feel kinda bad for the guy, cause now he's gotta buy an entirely new wardrobe, too. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below. And don't forget to subscribe. Airline refuses to give me a partial refund on my tickets. So I rebooked the flight practically for free. So I booked a flight for the 24th of December to visit my grandparents. Trying to be responsible, I booked the flight 8 weeks in advance. I paid 150 euros for both flights, there and return. And sure, I'll pay that 6 euros for a suitcase. So all is good and I forget about the flight. Well, last week I get an email telling me that my flight time is changed. Okay, I check it. Great, it departs 2 hours earlier. No worries. 3 days later, I get another email, but now the flight is a day prior. Crap, I have university that day, but let me see what I can do. I contact customer service, jump through some hoops, but there's no alternative flight. Okay, while browsing, I notice that the flight is now a bit cheaper, 40 euros cheaper. So I ask if I can get a partial refund, or an upgrade for the inconvenience of the flight leaving earlier and me reshuffling my schedule. Well, nope. They insist I can only accept the flight or cancel it fully. I hold off. Not worth the hassle, I think. Who knows how long it takes to get my money back. So after a few days, I check the flight. Wow, they reduced the price again. And now it's only 8 euros. That's almost free. So I ask again, is a partial refund possible? Okay, no problem. Please cancel my booking. 24 hours later, they notify me the full refund has been processed. Great. Now I book the flight again for just 15 euros, there and back. Now that's a cheap flight. The taxi to the airport cost me more. But hey, no partial refund? This is one of those situations where it's just stupid. We both know how this works. You're gonna refuse to give me the refund, then I'll just cancel it and rebook. Why are you gonna be stubborn and add extra steps and all around just give me a negative customer experience? I really don't see the upside for you here. I took my friend to dinner instead of my wife on my birthday. Yesterday was my birthday. I'm 30 years old and my wife is 28. And I had made reservations at this really nice Korean barbecue restaurant for dinner. My wife is 4 months pregnant. However, her friend wanted to hang out with her and had called her the night before my birthday. My wife said that this was a childhood friend of hers and that she really wanted to spend time with her. I reminded her that it's my birthday, but she just dismissed it, saying my birthday comes every year, but her friend will be leaving for Germany in a few weeks. I told her that she could go after my birthday as well, but she didn't listen and just went to a sleepover at her friend's place. I got really mad at her, and instead of waiting for her to return home to talk things out, I asked my friend if he'd like to hang out with me. He was fine with it, so we spent the day fishing, grilling, hiking, and went to the Korean barbecue for dinner. When she came home after spending time with her friend, she apologized to me, saying it was an unavoidable circumstance. I told her that it wasn't a problem, and that I spent the day with my best friend. She got mad that I'd take him to the restaurant that we'd booked for ourselves. I said that it was originally for us, but since she prioritized her friend over me, I took the person who prioritized me on my birthday. She said that I'm controlling, and that I shouldn't be deciding who she spends time with. Now she's neither talking to me nor coming out of the room. I think I went too far by telling her whom she should spend time with. Am I the jerk? No, I don't think you are. I'm kind of confused by this whole thing. So the alternative was that you just don't do anything on your birthday and sit at home waiting for her to get back, and you're the controlling one. I mean, by all means, you have a friend who's leaving and you want to spend the day with her. I get it. It's totally fine. I personally don't put a whole lot of attachment on the day of my birthday, as long as we do something to celebrate it in and around that time. So if you want to go do that, that's totally fine. But to turn around and get mad at me for enjoying my birthday with my friend? Something else is going on here. Don't worry, original poster. You're definitely not the one with the issue here. I got hit by a car on my lunch break, and my boss still expected me to be back at work on time. I was working 50 plus hours weekly for a huge corporate bank on salary. My apartment was 1 mile to my office, and both had rental bike stations I used regularly. My boss was a time cruncher, and regularly disregarded the overtime I was working to point out a few minutes here and there. One day I went home for lunch, walked my dog, got on my bike, and within 30 seconds was hit by a car. EMTs were called to the scene, but nothing was broken. Clothes were ripped and I had road rash and was bleeding. I called my boss to let her know I'd be back a little late due to the crash, and she told me lunch was to be 60 minutes only, and I would face repercussions if I was late. So I didn't go home and change. Went right back to work, where the head of the department immediately called me in, seeing my ripped, bloody attire. I explained what happened and told them I wouldn't take more than 60 minutes ever again, regardless of the circumstances. My boss was pleased, but I was sent home to change. A few weeks later, they asked me why I stopped working 50-hour weeks. Well, if lunch is only 60 minutes, then work is only 8 hours. And I haven't worked overtime since. Oh, I hate that more than anything. You're gonna sit there and point out every little second and minute that gets wasted or that I'm late or anything like that, but aren't going to acknowledge the hours I put in every week that are extra. Sorry, this is a two-way street. If that's how you wanna play it, that's how we'll play it. Don't expect anything extra from me. I'm not gonna give a mile if you're not gonna give an inch. My sister wants me to pay for her husband's surgery with my inheritance and college money. My sister, 27, and I, 18-year-old female, lost our dad a year ago. He was my only parent. Mom was never in mine or my sister's life. Dad left an inheritance for me and my sister, and she used hers to get new cars and renovate her house. I live with my aunt right now because my brother-in-law didn't let me stay with my sister. I'm planning on using my inheritance money to pay for college tuition. I've always wanted to be a doctor, but haven't decided which branch yet. My sister and I haven't been close. It started after she got married to her chronically ill husband, who was allowed to make backhanded comments about Dad and mock his illness and even made a scene at his funeral, only because he's ill and shouldn't be held accountable for his behavior. I've distanced myself, but my sister kept visiting a lot lately, venting about my brother-in-law's condition. He's been in and out of the hospital for heart problems and in need of a surgery. She brought up my inheritance money several times, but I end up cutting the conversation short. She then straight up asked if I could help pay for her husband's surgery, and she said she'd pay me back in less than a year. I felt uneasy, because if I give her money for my inheritance, which is a large amount, then there's no guarantee that she'll pay me back before it's time to apply for college. I'm taking a year gap, but I know my sister can't pay back that much, and I felt I was risking my future. I refused to help, and she had a meltdown at my aunt's house, calling me heartless and cruel with no empathy. She said that her husband's health should be a priority, and I needed to help because education is nothing compared to someone's health, and asked if I'd be happy to see her as a widow and my nephew with no father. My aunt suggested others pay, but most of them cut my sister and her husband off. I argued that her husband's poor health isn't my fault after she kept blaming me and guilt-tripping me. She kept crying, and although my aunt decided to stay out of it, she said that I should be prepared for permanent damage in my relationship with my sister if I don't help her now. She's been sending texts and pictures of her family telling me this is what I was saying no to. A happy, healthy family with a healthy husband and father. I cried and felt like I was being selfish, not a good aunt or sister. I asked my friend, and he said let them sell the cars and all the luxurious stuff they bought to afford the surgery, and warned me if I give them money, I'll never get it back, and may not be able to go to medical school. Am I the jerk for being more worried about my future? With all due respect, this guy's already shown that he doesn't care about you and your family, and it seems like most of your family feels the same way about their situation, given that they've been cut out by most of them. I have to assume that it's for a reason. While it's a crappy situation to be in, she shouldn't be putting that kind of pressure on you. They blew all their money from the inheritance. That's not your fault. And yeah, if they still have assets and things are that desperate for him to have this surgery, they'd sell them. Sell your Mercedes and buy some beater to get around in. What does it matter if your husband's health's on the line? You seem to have such a high priority for that, but you aren't willing to give up anything that you've gained. And instead, think your sister should give up her future. I'm sorry, but that's not how it works.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
My boss was shortchanging his employees, saying that minimum wage is discretionary. My first part-time job was in a cafe, starting when I was 16. As jobs go, it was pretty good. It was minimum wage, of course, but the owner was flexible with schedules. We got discounted food, and my coworkers were generally lovely people. The only issue I had occurred when I turned 18. In my country, the UK, minimum wage is set at one level for 16 and 17-year-olds, but then rises by 30% for 18+. We'd always been paid cash in hand weekly, so I knew things weren't exactly on the up and up. But when my first pay envelope after my 18th birthday came, I was still surprised not to see my pay bump. Thinking it was just an oversight, I informed the owner that I hadn't received my pay increase, but they waved their hand and said, "Oh, no, minimum wage is discretionary." In a very matter-of-fact way, I laughed at this, and they acted like I was naive and said, "Trust me, it is. I can't pay you anymore, but you're free to try your luck elsewhere." So that's exactly what I did. My colleague, who had also just turned 18, and I both found a new place paying more than double our current wage within a few weeks. The only issue was that I was asked to start with only a few days' notice. On a weekend, I was scheduled to work. I called the owner to let them know I had found a new role and could work my other shifts but not the weekend. And they told me my notice period was 2 weeks, to which I responded, "Oh no, my notice period is discretionary." They didn't like that and told me not to bother coming back. That was the last I heard of them, until a few months later, when I received a letter informing me the government was investigating them on my behalf for unpaid wages. It turns out a colleague I had enlightened about minimum wage, of course not being discretionary, had also left and contacted HMRC. A couple weeks after, I received my check from the owner in the post, and I found out that within a few months, the cafe had to close and let all their staff go because of unpaid taxes. All because they didn't want to pay us £5 an hour. Yeah, minimum wage is up to the discretion of the government. They've made that decision that that's the minimum that you can pay them. Hence, minimum wage. I hate employers that try and short their employees like this. Our poster worked at this place for a couple of years, with no issues, and I'm sure was a good employee. But as soon as the time comes for them to get what they deserve, all of a sudden, there's an issue, and you have no problem being a jerk to them. Well, I hope it was worth it, because apparently they couldn't handle it when that bill came due. My boss refused to pay me for overtime and said workman's comp was a myth. When I was 16 and working at Togo's, my paycheck was short, and I wasn't paid for my recent overtime. When I asked the owner about it, she explained that overtime was either over 8 hours a day or over 40 hours a week, and she, as owner, got to pick which one. I gave her a very confused look, so she proceeded to explain that 30 years ago she worked at a job where they worked 3 shifts of 10 hours, and didn't get paid for overtime, as the owner had chosen 40 hours a week. She neglected to mention the job required them to sign a paper allowing the business to pay them as such. She went on for a good 5 minutes, all pure nonsense. Seeing I was still confused, she asked condescendingly, "How can you possibly still be confused?" I started to reply with, "Because according to California state law," when she cut me off with, "Oh, we're going by the law now, are we?" I replied, "Aren't we?" She rolled her eyes and said she would ask her lawyer. A few days later, I asked what he had said, and she begrudgingly admitted that I was right. I expected to see the money on my next check, but of course it wasn't there, and I wasn't yet as confident as I am now. It took me a few weeks to muster up enough courage to demand that overtime money. But before I could, she passed away. So I decided to just drop the subject. It was only like $12 anyway. This is the same lady that told me workers' comp didn't exist and was a myth. So I better not go to the ER when I sliced my hand open and blood was running down my arm. I told her I broke my nose at my last job, and wouldn't you know it, everything was paid for because workers' comp does exist. She said it was different. I really did hate that jerk. So, again, very much related to our previous story, don't be a jerk to your employees. They're the ones keeping your business afloat. God forbid they decide that they've had enough and aren't gonna put up with your crap anymore. What are you gonna do when everyone walks out because you're not paying them for the time that they're putting in? There are laws for a reason, and the fact that you disregard them so nonchalantly really says something. I mean, in this case, our original poster didn't have to deal with it, I guess. But for those of you who were in these situations, don't be afraid to stand up for yourself and ask for what you've earned. Have that respect for yourself. I had a customer come in to pay her credit card bill, but apparently she's dead. I used to work for AAFES, think Walmart, but on US military bases. And I worked at the customer service counter where people would come to do various things, such as pay their store credit card bill, which we called the Star Card. During this time, the casualties coming in from Iraq and Afghanistan were pretty constant. And shortly prior to this interaction, I got briefed on what it meant if I saw the deceased card. I got the feeling we lost several customers in Iraq, and the policy was put in place, as AAFES likely didn't want the bad PR on trying to collect debt from widows, which, I mean, is a good idea. It meant the card was closed, all debt was written off, and all automatic payments were canceled. Well, if you've ever worked or dealt with AAFES, you understand that they're incredibly incompetent. Well, one day I'm working and a woman comes up to me and says, "I'm Mrs. Jackson, I'd like to make a payment on my Star Card." I said, "That's fine. Can I see your ID or Star Card?" She gave me her Star Card and I asked, "And how much will you be paying today?" To which she said, $1,500. I opened up her account and in bright red letters, her account status was deceased. Her balances were zeroed out. Confused, I asked her how much she owed on the account. She said approximately $4,000. Thinking maybe I opened the wrong account, I asked if she had her Star Card. so I could enter the exact account number. She gave me her card. Same status. She's gone. She owes us no more money. So I said, "Miss Jackson, I have good news and bad news." To which she gave me a frustrated look and said, "What's the bad news?" I said, "Apparently you're dead." She laughs and says, "I feel very much alive." I nod my head and go, "I agree. You do appear to be alive." She goes, "So what's the good news?" I smile and say, "You don't owe us any more money." She goes, "What?" I go, "Per our policy, if the customer dies, we close their account and write off their debt." Concerned, she goes, "Well, is this gonna get sent to collections?" I ask, "Were you past due?" She goes, "No, I wasn't." "Well, let me call my manager." So I call my manager and I ask, "If a customer's declared deceased, do we send their debt to a collection agency?" He goes, "No, it's written off." So I relay that information. She starts to smile and then goes, "So can I use my Star card?" I go, "No, it's been closed. But if you want to open another account, you can." So we opened another account. Yes, it worked and she was approved. I dealt with Miss Jackson several times over the next year, as she liked to come in person to make the payments. I nicknamed her Zombie, a nickname which she embraced. When she would approach me, I would go, "Ah, the zombie's back." And she would smile and joke, "Be nice or I'll eat you." We kept it an inside joke. My coworkers were always confused. I mean, that's one way to make a new friend. Just wipe out $4,000 worth of debt for them? I'd be inclined to like you as well. Mind you, I guess our poster didn't technically wipe it out, but there was clearly some kind of error here that they chose not to investigate further. They probably could have gotten in a lot of trouble for this, but they were smart enough to keep it a fun secret between themselves. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want to listen to some vibey music, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything linked in the description.